everyone's going to be asking you now at the combine about the quarterback situation and the ambiguity that may or may not exist.
They've
there.
Been asking way before the combine.
Yeah, well, it's going to heat up now.
They need a quarterback.
Yeah.
I got to figure out the quarterback thing.
I'm going to ask you a question you never saw coming. What's going to happen at quarterback?
I don't know if you know this, but there is a quarterback situation.
I've heard.
That bears discussing.
There's a process in place. I really believe in the system that we have and the processes that we go through. And it's not a quick overnight deal. I mean, we spend hours and hours and weeks trying to put the best plan together. So number one priority was finding the offensive coordinator first.
All right, Red. Here we go, Red. Hey, let's get these guys going today, right? Let's get these guys going today. Fast feet all day long.
What was it about Minnesota that you liked?
Well, first off, preparing for this football team was not easy. Okay, it wasn't easy from a defensive standpoint. And then offensively, you know, talking to our defensive coaches, there are a lot of players on this side of the football that can make plays. So, you know, I had a lot of opportunities this offseason to go to certain spots and, you know, was planning on staying in Philadelphia, you know, until Minnesota called.
Because of the week of the Super Bowl, when we started the process, we had to do a lot of the interviews down at Coach Zimmer's ranch in Kentucky. But as we went through the process, just like everything else we do, we try to do it to the nth degree.
It's been great. You know, he's very, very detailed. You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me at the owners' meetings and things like that and talk about how good of a coach he is, what kind of person he is, and also how detailed he is. He's been very detailed. You know, he's done a great job in these draft meetings looking at guys way down the list. And then I think he's already got the first three OTAs scripted.
I like to be upbeat and positive. Now, if there's a time where, you know, it's not going so good and I'm the leader of the offense and there's times you got to get after it a little bit. But for the most part, you know, I like to, you know, coach with a lot of passion, energy, and swagger, and that's the way I want our guys to play.
You're going to go against Mike Zimmer and his defensive staff now every day in practice. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be great because here's why I look at it. Number one, it's going to force us to have all the answers. And when you face Coach Zimmer's defenses, you better have all the answers to protections, to hots, to sights, to what you're doing because you're going to get tested. I look at it as a positive for our offense because we get to go against probably is not the best defense in the league every day.
You know, it's honestly, Mike, it's not really about a battle between me and DeFilippo. It's about trying to get Harrison Smith better and Pat Elflein and Mike Remmers and everybody else better and trying to compete against one another and try to become a team again because we've got a lot of new guys.
Kirk Cousins is officially a Minnesota Viking. That deal is done.
Easy access to the field.
Cool. This will be the spot, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Robert, Kirk Cousins.
Hey, Kirk.
Great to see you.
glad you're up here, man.
Yeah, thrilled to be here.
Say hello to the new quarterback for the Vikings.
Good to meet you. I'm Kirk.
Hanging right here, Rick?
Yeah.
Can't wait to get back here in mid-April and start working towards the ultimate goal.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
All right.
We made it officially official.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Ultimately, it came down to winning, and that starts with, I think, ownership with Coach Zimmer, with Rick Spielman, and the plan that they've implemented. And it showed last year on the field with the success that they've had, and I want to be a part of that.
He was a guy that always had to prove himself. He's a lot like a lot of our football team. Guys that come in here work hard. He bet on himself several times and won. Those things are really important.
Well, anybody you talk to around the league has great respect for Coach Zimmer as a coach and as a strategist and as a defensive mind. And I'm going to have a lot of fun, you know, going back and forth because the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, the pass rushers are all smart players. They've been playing together a while, and so it's going to be a great challenge every day in practice. It's really the game behind the game, and I'm looking forward to that.
He's a guy that's always caused us problems when we've played him. It's like he always knows where the open guy is. And I think that just goes into his preparation, his passion for the game, his drive to win. And I think he picked the right spot.
When you have an opportunity to get a potential franchise quarterback, you do everything we could to sign him. In your heart, once you make that decision, then there's no turning back. We're going to go all in and we're going to go as hard as we can with the blessing from the ownership. And let's try to get it done.
The contract is what it is. But what my wife and I are thrilled about is the organization we're walking into. You can talk about being a family. You can talk about having a good locker room. I think all 32 teams will say that. I believe that it's true here.
Iggy, that's just an example of coaches and scouts working together and coming up you know, with the best solutions. And I know myself and Coach Zimmer truly believe in, you know, getting smart guys that are truly passionate about this game. And I think just putting the right type of character guys down in that locker room.
Sheldon, can I introduce you to Kirk?
I haven't met you yet, man. I'm Kirk. Great
What's
to meet
on,
you.
Boss?
Yes. Welcome.
I'm Andre Patterson. I coach the defensive
great
line.
To meet you.
Thanks. Yeah. Glad to have you,
thrilled
man.
To be here.
Glad to have you. You
thrilled
are a pain
here.
In our butt for 3 years.
You guys got the best of us.
I'm running against the system, man.
Okay. Great
pleasure to
you.
Have you here,
yeah.
You ran into our new quarterback while you were here, too, right? What'd you think of him?
Calm, cool, and collected. Sure of himself. Man, I can't wait to go work for him. Go play for a guy like that. For me personally, me getting with Coach Dre, I can't wait the 2 hours we was watching film together before I signed. It was a learning experience, and it's been a while since somebody actually made me feel like I was learning something.
You excited to play some football here in Minnesota?
Excited to get in that purple and go.
Practice your skull chant yet?
Nah.
You gotta get that down.
I gotta get that down. Don't do me like that. Old camera.
No, we won't do it right here. We'll let you practice first.
It's awesome. You know, I've spent my whole career here, and I love this organization. The coaching staff, the training staff, the equipment guys, everyone.
It's just going to be an awesome experience to, you know, be able to come back home and be able to play for the hometown team, you know.
Coming from playing them last year, that's definitely a team I want to play with. Be on the other end of it, be on the end with them.
As a coach, you're used to playing against these guys, and now they're on your team, so that's good.
Yeah, it's good. And we feel like they'll fit into the organization, into the culture that we're trying to build here really well.
Does your mom know yet?
Nope. Good enough. Appreciate it. They're going to find out when everybody else finds out.
The boys downstairs know yet?
Mm-hmm.
That's when
starting to find out.
There it is. Feel pretty good?
Feel great. Feel great.
Linebacker Eric Kendricks locked up. Congrats, man.
Appreciate it. I feel like I had great advice going in college, you know, from my college coach. He played in the pros, and he kind of was just like, you know, don't make it about the money. Don't make it about the, you know, the business side of things. Just keep it the game that you always love and you always cherish, and everything will take care of itself. And I've just kind of kept that mindset. I'm just happy to be, you know, someplace where I'm wanted and where I want to be. So that's what it comes down to.